Mahabharata Part 1, Chapter 32, Part 1. Bhishma cautions Duryodhan. When Bhishma heard of the events at Dvaitavana, he decided to speak to Duryodhan. Finding the prince seated with Shakuni in his majestic palace, Bhishma approached him and said, "O child, I have repeatedly requested you not to maintain enmity with the Pandavas. You were advised not to go to the forest, but still you went. Now you have clearly seen the Pandavas' prowess and also that of Karna. Why, in your presence, he fled the battlefield. It was then left to the Pandavas to rescue you. O king, in either martial skills, heroism, or morality, Karna is not even one-fourth of any of Pandu's sons. Make peace with the brothers for your own good and for the good of our race." Bhishma knew that most of Duryodhan's hopes of defeating the Pandavas rested on Karna. Ever since Karna had appeared at the martial arts demonstration and had challenged Arjuna, Duryodhana had seen Karna as the only way to conquer Arjuna. But now it should be obvious that Karna was no match for Arjuna. Bhishma looked hopefully at the prince. But Duryodhan, remembering the words of the Danavas, simply laughed. "What did this old man know? The Pandavas were in for a surprise. Bhishma himself would be a part of that surprise when the demons took hold of him." Duryodhan did not bother to reply. He stood up suddenly and walked out of the room. Bhishma could only shake his head sadly. He was not surprised to see Duryodhan's arrogance. It now seemed that the Kuru's destruction was imminent. Bhishma returned slowly and sorrowfully to his own chambers. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.